With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration is calling out Hamas over its use of civilians as human shields in hospitals in Gaza. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says it's up to both sides in the conflict to keep hospitals safe.
We would love to see all the people that are calling for Israel to take steps to protect hospitals call for Hamas to vacate the hospitals and stop using civilians as human shields. We would love to see Hamas take some of the fuel reserves it's sitting on and use that to supply hospitals in northern Gaza.
More than two-thirds of Gaza's 2.3 million people have fled their homes. President Biden said Monday that Shifa Hospital must be protected. A Secret Service agent fires shots in Georgetown, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A law enforcement official tells the Associated Press Secret Service agents assigned to protect President Biden's granddaughter, Naomi, opened fire in the Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C., when they saw three people trying to break into an unoccupied, unmarked Secret Service vehicle late Sunday night by smashing a window. The service says one agent fired shots but did not strike anyone. The suspects were seen fleeing in a red car. Local police have been asked to be on the lookout. The capital city has seen a 40% increase in violent crime compared to last year, more than 750 reports of carjackings and over 6,000 reports of stolen vehicles. Jennifer King, Washington.
The new Supreme Court Code of Conduct agreed to by all nine justices does not appear to impose any significant new requirements on them. The code leaves compliance to the justices themselves and does not create any other means of enforcement. The Supreme Court disclosed the code on Monday in the face of sustained criticism over undisclosed trips and gifts from wealthy benefactors to some justices. The justices say the code largely represents a codification of principles they've long regarded as governing their conduct. On Wall Street, the Dow by 54 points. This is SRN News. The pro-life movement took a beating in last week's off-year's election.
They represent a massive reality call, wake-up call, a massive alarm that should go off to all of us who are seeking to understand these things through a Christian biblical worldview and who are trying to translate those truths into public policy. Because there's just no other way to put it. Tuesday was a nearly unmitigated disaster.
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says pro-lifers have a lot of work to do.
We have a far greater challenge than we knew, but to be honest, it is not necessarily a greater challenge than we feared. Those of us who have been working in the pro-life movement for decades understood that we would find out where Americans really stand on these issues only after Roe v. Wade were removed.
You can hear more in his daily briefing at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. At least 19 people have been killed by Islamist terrorists in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
According to a Congolese civil society leader, the victims were tied up before being killed with machetes and other weapons. We don't know why the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, targeted the village of Watalinga. In the past, people have been killed after being accused of passing information to the army. 2 years ago, the Ugandan army launched an offensive aimed at defeating the ADF. But the violent attacks in North Kivu province have been relentless.
The BBC's Will Ross. An associate of opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been jailed by a court in the Siberian city of Tomsk pending trial. An ally of Ksenia Fadayeva said the activist has been jailed while she awaits her trial on extremism charges. The move is part of an unrelenting crackdown by the Kremlin on Russian political activists, independent journalists, and rice workers. More details at srnnews.com.